2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, October 28, 1949, Oppenheimer convened the 18th meeting, since January 1947, of the General Advisory Committee in the AEC's conference room on Constitution Avenue. Over the next 3 days, Isidore Rabi, Enrico Fermi, James Conant, Oliver Buckley, president of Bell Telephone Laboratories, Lee DeBridge, Hartley Rowe, a director of United Fruit Company, and Cyril Smith would listen to expert witnesses like George Kennan and General Omar Bradley and carefully debate the merits of the super. AEC Commissioners Louis Strauss, Gordon Dean, and David Lilienthal also attended some of the GAC sessions. Everyone present understood that the Truman administration had to appear to be doing something tough and concrete in response to the Soviet achievement. Lilienthal noted in his diary the day before that Ernest Lawrence and other boosters of the super can only be described as drooling with the prospect and bloodthirsty. These men, he wrote, believe there's nothing to think over. Just before the GAC meeting officially convened, Oppenheimer produced a letter he had received from the chemist Glenn Seaborg, the one GAC member absent. In 1954, Oppenheimer's critics suggested that he had not shared Seaborg's views, but one of the GAC members, Cyril Smith, remembered that Oppie showed the letters to everyone before the meeting began. Seaborg was reluctantly inclined to think that the country had to develop the H-bomb. "Although I deplore the prospects of our country putting a tremendous effort into this," he wrote, "I must confess that I have been unable to come to the conclusion that we should not. I would have to hear some good arguments before I could take on sufficient courage to recommend not going toward such a program."